Those of you who have computers, a lot of times you'll put shortcuts on your desktop, right? You want to be able to get to something easily, or maybe there's a website that you regularly go to and you save that as your favorite, right? And it makes it easily accessible. And brothers and sisters, we are called to do the same for Jesus Christ, for other people. Number one, we need to point to him. That in our words and in our actions, if we go around, you know, cussing and things like that, we're not pointing people to Jesus Christ. In fact, and we tell ourselves, well, you know, I'm just cussing. It's not like I'm saying God's name in vain. Well, but you're not helping either, you know. You're like right in this middle ground. And you say to yourself, well, I'm not that bad. Well, you're not that good either. We are supposed to positively point people to Jesus Christ. In fact, remember from Genesis 1, you are made in the image and likeness of God, right? Well, then point to him. In fact, if you're not, remember what an image is. An image is like a picture of somebody. If I can't look at that picture and say, oh yeah, I know who that is, then the picture's probably somehow distorted, right? It's messed up. It's corrupted, just like our computers get sometimes. No, I need to fix that image in myself so that others can more clearly see Jesus Christ, that I point to him. And secondly, that I make it easy, right? Just like that pointer makes it easy and I don't have to go and search for Christ. And there certainly is an amount of searching for Christ in our spiritual lives. But we should be people who make it easier for other people to find Jesus Christ. A lot of times, this is just knowing more about our Catholic faith. When your coworker asks you a question about the Pope or about church, you know that is God speaking to you, God using you. And if you can't answer, that's fine. None of us are expected to know all the answers, but you better find out. Don't leave that person hanging. You are each called to be pointers or references and positive ones that make it easier for people to come to know Christ. How many of you have ever seen the movie A Knight's Tale? Oh, surprising. Yeah, it's kind of a nerdy movie. It's the story of a guy in medieval times who wants to be a jouster. Okay, and a lot of times a jouster was a knight who had come back from war, and they were no longer at war, but he still wanted to be a knight, right? And they did this for entertainment for people. And so you know what jousting is. They would hold those long poles, and they'd get on their horse, and they'd run at each other and try to knock each other off their horse. Well, the movie about called A Knight's Tale, it's pretty cool. It's got Queen music through the whole thing, which if you're born in the 70s, that's why you like it. But is this guy who wants to be a jouster, and so he gets this group of people around him to help him become one. One's really good at like armor, and you know, one's really good at horses, and he gets this one guy to be his herald. And the herald would go out before the jousting match, and he would tell about the knight. He would say, this is knight so-and-so, who won the battle of such-and-such, and has done this glorious deed and another. And he would go on, and in the movie he embellishes quite a bit. But brothers and sisters, John the Baptist was the herald of Jesus Christ. He announced to the whole world, and you hear in the gospel today, it says people from not just Jerusalem, not just around the Jordan bank, but from the whole region were coming to him. Why? Not for him, but so that he could point people to Jesus Christ, so that he could herald the works of Jesus Christ. Now, I think sometimes that's a difficulty for us. We live, number one, in a very pessimistic world. Two, in a very secular world. And so how do we announce the good things, the accomplishments, the quote-unquote battles that Jesus has won? Well, number one, we announce them when they occur in our own lives. Maybe you've won a battle over addiction, or a battle over some spiritual attack. Maybe you've simply grown in your faith over the years. It doesn't have to be anything super dramatic. Maybe that's what you herald. That's what you tell people about, is what Jesus has done for you. Number two, you can also tell people about what Jesus has done for other people. You all know people that have experienced God in their lives in very powerful ways. Don't keep that silent. Each of you is called to be a herald of Jesus Christ. Now, when you were baptized, you were anointed with something called sacred chrism. It's an olive oil mixed with a perfume called balsam. Smells nice, unless you're a kid. Most of the kids tell me it smells icky. And they put that on the crown of your head to remind you that you are anointed, that is, chosen by God to share in Christ's priesthood, his prophecy, and his kingship. Now keep in mind, the generic definition of a priest is simply somebody who offers a sacrifice on behalf of another. Kingship or queenship, meaning we reign with God in heaven. But prophecy, each one of you is anointed by God to be a prophet of Jesus Christ. That is, to go out to the world and announce his coming. And as Christmas approaches, I wonder, how will you announce the coming of Jesus Christ? Number one, will you be a pointer, a reference, a shortcut for people to Jesus Christ? Or will you be a roadblock? And number two, will you herald his good works, either what he's done for you or what he's done for another? I want to leave you today with a quote from Benedict XVI, our Pope Emeritus. He says this: "We cannot keep to ourselves the words of eternal life given to us in our encounter with Jesus Christ. They are meant for everyone, for every man and woman. It is our responsibility to pass on what, by God's grace, we ourselves have received."